human dignity. When I was a child, almost a century ago now, I didn't understand the term. I thought it was an expression used to describe something impossible, or a logical contortion designed to stretch the mind. It wasn't until I was almost 70 that I found out it was believed a serious concept. That was the day that bemusement died and was replaced with disdain. I suppose you're wondering where you are and what you're doing here. After we parted ways, I felt a degree of sympathy for you. You'd obviously been ruined for human sows, and as your better, I should take responsibility. I had some of my guards acquire you, had you brought to one of my more private homes. You seemed so eager to submit yourself to me, and it's so rare to see a human who admits his place. You did mean what you said, didn't you? Even a human should know how unwise lying to an elven princess would be. Particularly if you were only lying for a chance to spill your seed. That would have been beyond foolish. So tell me, little Mayfly, did you mean it? Would you be better off if your entire civilization were under the elven yoke? Good. When I take the throne, we'll see it happen. You'll be long dead, of course, but the knowledge should inspire you. Humanity will have a sense of purpose. Why don't I take that blindfold off? Avert your gaze.
Don't try that act with me, child. It may seem charming to your tavern harlots, but I am not amused. Eyes down.
Are you shrinking away from me? I won't hurt you. Not personally. I might watch, of course. I'm going to have you shorn. I don't want to have to look at that hair. Nor do I want to feel it. Coarse as your skin is, I see no reason to allow it to be rougher. Enough. Get on the ground and beg. Beg me to grace you with my presence. Beg me to remind you daily of your place. Take your time. I can wait. Kiss my shoe and work your way up my leg. I wouldn't expect it to tickle, but oh, is there something you want there? No.
I have better things to do than receive your inept tongue.
How are you hard from this? Is that all you can think about? I shouldn't even be surprised anymore. You wouldn't even object to me leaving myself on your face, would you? You really are animals. Expose your weir to me.
Is the human rump really like that? I can see why you'd be so tempted by mine.
You'll never feel it. I might have you kiss it as a sign of obeisance, but only when I'm fully clothed and holding court. I'm tempted to usher in my reign with such a demonstration of elven superiority, obvious as it is. I'm sure you wouldn't mind an entire room of your betters observing you plant your lips upon my rear. By some miracle, your rear is the one that will be getting attention today. You wanted to violate me from behind, so I felt it would be appropriate to do the same to you. It's something of a tradition. A noblewoman's method of asserting status over her paramours. Be honored. It seems a shame to waste the good lavender-scented oils, but at least it will help keep some of your stench away from my nostrils. Don't struggle. I'm told there are members of your species who find this pleasurable. That's it. Accept your place, and like most things in life, all becomes clear. Easy. Was that a moan I heard? You are enjoying it, aren't you? My, my. Nearly all the way in now. That's... You're so desperate to continue your running that you can't even keep still. I suppose I can begin. Normally, this is where I'd make a promise in return to one of my own kind, in exchange for their service, to protect them or care for them. I see no reason to make such a promise to you. You're barely an animal and wouldn't understand the honor or the obligation. That's it.
Look at the rose ears squirm.
You're getting entirely too much out of this. This is where you belong. In the dirt. Beneath me. This is the best fate you and your pathetic race can hope for. Ridiculous, short-lived, pathetic, impulsive, filthy creatures, every one of you. I know you humans will lie with anything, but you won't be able to impregnate the floor. Make up your mess.